from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Kelly Wilkinson. Protesters from the AIDS Health Foundation demonstrated outside drug maker Gilead Sciences in Foster City this morning. The foundation's Adam Outerkirk says overpriced drugs are bankrupting AIDS drug assistance programs across the country.
Right now, there are nearly 9,000 people waiting on waiting lists to get their AIDS drugs, and there's already been at least one person who's died waiting for HIV drugs.
Demonstrators are taking their protest to drug companies around the country. No word yet from Gilead. San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee today announced a $100 million investment in cleaning up commercial districts in city neighborhoods. The Department of Public Works will temporarily hire 35 residents from each neighborhood to spiff up the retail corridors. Speaking in the Bayview neighborhood along 3rd Street, District Supervisor Malia Cohen called the new workers the city's ambassadors.
We're going to continue to work block by block along this 3rd Street corridor because this corridor is crucial to the health and well-being, not just of Bayview, not just of the Southeast, but on all of San Francisco.
The 3rd Street corridor was the site of a fatal shootout between police and Kenneth Harding that stirred community anger. And today is the first day of new lanes on the Golden Gate Bridge, not on the road, but on the sidewalk. Pedestrians and bicyclists have been sharing one lane ever since the western sidewalk was closed in May for retrofitting. That's the side cyclists usually use. The new lane markers aim to divide pedestrians and bikers within the one remaining sidewalk. I'm Kelly Wilkinson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from Stanford Hospital and Clinics, specializing in neuroscience care. StanfordHospital.org.